Blog Talk Radio.
Tiger DJ Southeast Vince coming at you from a place called Durham, North Carolina. And this is Black by Color Only on CNM Radio. On this show, I will discuss current events and issues that affect the black race and take on the apostles of blackness. Hopefully, you'll get something from this show. And if you have a question or a comment, make sure you season it well with respect. Or I'll push the kick button and you will suffer the curse of the fruit bat. So don't come here being a fruit bat, as this is a fruit bat free program. You are listening to Black by Color Only. Hey, folks out there, I certainly hope today finds you doing well. Let me make some adjustments here and there and all that other good stuff, whatever. Like I said, I hope today finds you doing well. Welcome to Black by Color Only on CNM Radio. If you would like to be a guest to call into the show, the call-in number is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. And you can call in and talk about anything related to the subject matter. I will give you the word of warning, as I did in my show's introduction. I will not tolerate ad hominem attacks, character assassinations, excessive profanity, any kind of trolling. If you feel like you want to engage in those type of activities, I will push the kick button and you will go bye-bye, okay? I don't care if you agree with me or disagree with me. Just be respectable in your interactions on this program. So, anyway, where should I go today? How can I get myself in trouble today? Well, you all, it's been kind of a uneventful week personally for me on the job and whatever. I've been feeling kind of sluggish lately. I don't know why. Maybe it's what I'm eating. I don't know. But this week, I guess you can say that I'm really noticing that our news media, well, if you don't notice the double standards of our news media by now, in my book, there's no hope for you. You know, you just don't want to see it. You know, we've been following, of course, we understand the trucker convoy protests up in Ottawa, Canada. And these people are getting out and they're saying, you know, down with the mask mandates. And I'm totally in agreement with the mask with getting rid of the mask mandates. We never should have had them in the first place. And all this was about governments getting control over their people and everything and stuff like that. That's why this thing has dragged out for this pandemic, so to speak, has dragged out for 2 years now. And people are ready to get back with their lives, you know. They're ready to get back, you know, to their businesses, getting life back to the way it used to be, which I don't think it's going to be the way it was before 2 years ago. You know, I think it's going to affect us in some kind of way. We're going to have a what you call a new normal. Some things are going to be done different. And you all know that anything that goes against the liberal mindset, they're going to try to discredit it in any kind of way, try to make these people look like they're, you know, they're a bunch of insurrectionists. They're a bunch of rioters, you know, that we're scared that they're going to explode in violence and everything. You know, they're always concerned, you know, like that when it comes to a conservative or someone doesn't fit their ideal. But I'd like to pose this question to anybody who is listening. Have you all seen any businesses being burned down or anything? Random people attacked in the streets or stuff like that? Anyone being blocked from going to the hospital or anything? Have you all seen that with these truckers? Because I know I haven't. And I'm pretty sure with our liberal-leaning media that if any of these things happened, they would jump on top of it. They would be right on top of it. They would be, oh, look at these people. Look at these insurrectionists and everything. Hey, sis, how you doing? Welcome to the show. But we know these people will be, our news media is basically 99 9/10% liberal. And we should all know that these rascals are going to jump on top of something like this if it had been conservatives leading the way. Of course, we keep hearing the rhetoric about January 6, 2021. Oh, that was an insurrection. Oh, that was worse than 9/11. Oh, that was the worst thing since World War II. And only one person got killed, which that person was a Trump supporter, which I think the anti-Trumpers would be happy about that. not saying that they should be, but, you know. But they want to play this up like it's the worst thing ever. Like, oh, my gosh. Oh, these truckers, we gotta keep an eye on them because they might explode into violence. Because they have already painted the picture that conservative people are the violent ones. They're the ones that could commit acts of violence, especially against the minorities and people don't think like them. And see, the thing about it is, folks, get a brain, because the very same things that they accuse other people of, they're more than 10 times guilty of themselves. Hey there, bring it, boy. But they're more than 10 times guilty of it themselves. But they want to paint this picture because, once again, and I say this ad nauseum, you got a lot of people out there who are mentally and intellectually lazy. They want people to do the thinking for them. And so they sit back and just let someone feed information into their brain without going out and researching. And then next thing you know, they're out here. They're believing what they see on the news. And my wife and I, especially my wife, she's been really following the truckers up in Canada, you know. And like I said on a couple of shows, it has been getting on my nerves hearing all that honking and everything. But I understand what they're doing, and we've been watching it in real time. And a lot of the stuff, just like with the January 6th so-called insurrection last year, we watched this thing in real time, and none of the stuff that they are accusing the protesters of is true. None of it. Now, these guys are up here. Now Justin Trudeau, I don't know how in the world he got reelected. I really don't. And I'm looking at the situation right now and how the protesters up in Canada. If he gets elected again, something's up. Something's afoot. Because this guy has proven himself to be a straight-up dictator. I don't know, you go into his office, you might see a statue of Mao Zedong or Joseph Stalin or any of them other big-time communist leaders hanging on his wall. This man has actually threatened, he has actually threatened the truckers to take their pets from them and to put them in a shelter. And if the truckers don't come and pick their pets up, he's going to euthanize them. Now, I know a lot of people on the left, they love their animals, you know, PETA and all that and everything. I don't hear them being outraged about this, though. I don't see them being outraged about something like this. And they're so concerned, oh, they're going to explode in violence, you know, because, you know, that's how conservatives are. You know, we explode in violence. We're just so violent and violent and violent, even though there's a lot of proof to the contrary. And now the police are cramping down on the truckers, some of them being arrested. And the thing that ticked me off was an article I saw on Yahoo the other day. And let me tell you all something about Yahoo. Yahoo is not a very good source to get the news. I understand that. Some people have excoriated me. Why are you getting your news from Yahoo and all that? You know, but I get my information from different sources anyway. So, but let me go to, I'm going to my Gab page because Gab is the place where I usually put all my news stories and everything. It's becoming a place where I put my news stories and I can go there for a show. And, you know, like when I do a show like today, I can go there and I can pull them up and, you know, report them there from my Gab page. And this story says, and this is just going to show you the hypocrisy of those on the left. It's just going to show you the absolute hypocrisy that these people exercise. Uh-oh, let me do this. Okay, let me try to get these things together here, you know, trying to get my stuff together. I might need to take a radio broadcasting class or something, I don't know. It says here, Republicans accused of double standards and racism after embrace of truckers. And I get this from the Free Press, freepressjournal.in, the Free Press Journal. And it says Republicans accused of double standards, racism after embrace of truckers. Washington, D.C. Former President Donald Trump, who repeatedly called Black Lives Matter protesters thugs and anarchists, said there's a lot of respect for the overwhelmingly white truckers who block streets in the Canadian capital and shut down border crossings with the U.S. to oppose COVID-19 restrictions. To Republican Senator Ted Cruz, the truckers who park bumper to bumper are heroes fighting for a righteous cause. Fox News' Sean Hannity sent solidarity, love, and support to the drivers who also defied police orders to clear Ottawa streets and ignored a court order forbidding them from blaring their horns. GOP Senator Rand Paul encouraged them to head south and clog streets in the U.S. The embrace of the truckers by some of the nation's most prominent conservative voices has drawn new accusations of hypocrisy and allegations that GOP leaders apply a racist double standard to large protests, including the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol involving a mostly white crowd of Trump supporters. Where did racism come in all of this? I mean, can someone please help me out here? Where's the racism coming from here? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Anyone who opposes any liberal policy, they're racist. Okay, silly me. Okay, let me go on. Earlier this month, the Republican National Committee called the January 6th attack legitimate political discourse, but only months before the insurrection, Trump, Cruz, and other conservatives excoriated protests against police brutality and racial injustice that were largely peaceful. Here they go with some instances of looting and unrest. Y'all hear this? And folks, I'm not making this up. I'm reading this. This is funny. This shows again that there is just an unequal right to express dissent in the United States, said Karen Peter Lohr, a professor at Boston University School of Law. She called conservative support two-faced, saying the conservatives appear to support a white conservative rights movement, but when you have Black Lives Matter protesters on the street that are thugs, they scare you. Conservatives counter that there's a double standard on the other side, that liberals support the idea of protesting until they disagree with the cause. Once again, how did race get into this? You know, did a bunch of guys say, hey, we're white and we got trucks. Let's get our convoys and let's block up everything. I don't know. Let me continue on. The Canadian protests known as the Freedom Convoy were declared a national emergency and an illegal occupation of the Capitol. For weeks, the drivers blocked streets to oppose vaccine mandates for truckers in Canada and other pandemic restrictions. They also blocked U.S. border crossings, inflicting economic damage on both countries. I don't think they could have done any more economic damage to this country than Joe Biden, but I digress. On Thursday, hundreds of truckers in Ottawa stood their ground as police poured in, threatening to break up the demonstration. Workers put up extra fences around government buildings, and officers began sealing off much of the downtown area to outsiders to prevent them from coming to the aid of the protesters. Conservatives say there is a clear distinction between the Canadian protests and instances of violence during protests over the killings of George Floyd by a white officer in Minneapolis, including buildings set on fire in that city and Portland, Oregon. All Americans had the right to peacefully protest, but there's a stark contrast between civil disobedience, which has been a time-honored tradition in our country, and burning down buildings, looting businesses, and violently attacking actual peaceful protesters and innocent bystanders, Paul said. The Republican from Kentucky was surrounded and confronted in 2020 by people protesting the death of Breonna Taylor, a Black woman fatally shot by police. Okay, now, I'm not going to read the rest of the article, but here's the deal here. What they're complaining about here, what they're saying, they're trying to point out the hypocrisy in, you know, the Republicans, the conservatives. They're over here, you know, that they're supporting these truckers up in Canada who are mostly white, which is what conservatives do. They support the white people, but they basically condemn the protests in 2020, and they're trying to say that the protests against the death of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, whoever the rest of them yahoos are, that they're comparable to this protest with the truckers up in Canada. Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Can anyone tell me how many buildings have been burned by the truckers? Can anyone tell me about any random acts of violence that they have committed against regular citizens? Can anyone show me the clips of reporters making a report about the protests while buildings are burning behind them? I mean, come on. Let's just be real here. Let's just be real here. I heard one person talking about the protests up in Canada, and he said, well, if it was a Black person, they would have been arrested on the spot. Oh, really? How many were arrested during the 2020 protests, riots? How many? Because if they were going to be arrested on the spot, we wouldn't have had an excess of 200 protests in the summer of 2020, the summer of love. We wouldn't have had more than 200 protests, and we wouldn't have had $2 billion of damage by those protesters. And they want to say, oh, they were mostly peaceful. No, they were not. The protesters at the Capitol building, even though I don't agree with them breaking into the Capitol building, but it wasn't most of the people breaking into the Capitol. Okay, I didn't approve of that, but they were mostly peaceful. They didn't beat up anyone. They didn't set fire to anything. All they did was break a window. And they said they committed millions of dollars of damage, and I'm trying to figure out where the millions of dollars of damage came in at. Those truckers up in Canada, they're mostly peaceful, even though some people might not consider them honking their horns a peaceful demonstration, but it is. They haven't committed acts of violence against people. I mean, for real, folks. For real. I mean, and I look at this, I look at this, and I'm sitting there like, these folks actually think we're stupid, that we can compare the Black Lives Matter and Antifa protests of 2020 to the present protests of the truckers up in Ottawa, Canada. Anyone with any amount of gray matter in their brain can tell you there is no comparison. How many police officers, how many innocent bystanders were killed in the riots of 2020? And yes, I call them riots. I don't call them protests. They were riots. They were riots. And now y'all going to, these liberal media pundits, they want to come out here and try to make a comparison and say, see, if a black person protests, they're all against it. But look at these straight white truckers, which this has nothing at all to do about race. Nothing at all. And once again, just like with the January 6th protests of last year, the truckers, I saw some black people intermingled within them too. And all they're doing is calling for an end to the mask mandates, which never should have occurred in the first place. But once again, they want to make this a political issue. They want to make this a racial issue. This has nothing at all to do with race. And also, they're trying to do this to discredit Donald Trump. That's all they're trying to do. They're trying to trace this back to him. Oh, these people, they're doing this because they were emboldened by Donald Trump and his racism, which Donald Trump is not a racist. And some of you all out there, y'all still say he's a racist. You haven't proven it or anything, but you're like, oh, he's a racist. But my wife, like I said, especially my wife, she has really been following this this protest. Me, I'm getting a little weary about the media climate right now. But my wife, you know, she's been sticking with it almost every day, you know. But they're saying, the liberal media is saying, oh, you all are pointing out our hypocrisy, but look at your hypocrisy, you know. And that's what they do. They like to divert the attention from off of them and their dirt and point out somebody else and dress them up as dirty as they can so that they can divert the attention off of themselves to somebody else. And they do a very good job of that. They do a very good job of that. And yes, I can't wait to see the outcome of the midterm elections either. Yeah, I can't wait to see that. And I think the reason why some of this stuff is happening, they're starting to lighten up on the mask mandates. They told us here in North Carolina they're going to lift the mask mandates next month, which I think they should lift them up. They should be lifted right now, immediately. But I think they're trying to do this in light of the midterm elections. And like I told my wife yesterday, I am not a prophet or anything like that. I am not saying that God told me this. But I believe that they're going to lighten up until the elections, and then after the election, they're going to come up with a new variant and say, okay, we got to put the mask mandates back on. That I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong, but that's what I believe, because I don't put anything past our liberal buddies, you know. But they want to say, you see how they do. They try to weave race into everything. This has nothing to do with race. Not one Ku Klux Klanner is among those truckers up there in Ottawa, Canada. All those people want to do all they want is their freedom. They want to drop the mask mandates. They have gotten to the point of frustration where they said enough is enough. And they're like, hey, look, we run the government. The government doesn't run us. And now their government is trying to go all totalitarian on them now, threatening their pets. I mean, come on, people. Are you serious? But you got the apostles of blackness. They're like, yeah, if they were black, they already be in jail or they'd be dead. Oh, really? Really? So can you explain to me an incident that happened in Pennsylvania not too long ago? I'm segueing into another subject right now, but can you explain this to me about this incident that happened in Pennsylvania, I think this week, involving an Uber driver who was a 38-year-old mother of four? Let me pull this up. Who begged for her life. Begged for her life. And I get this from the New York Post. Says here, a Pennsylvania Uber driver and mother of four begged a customer to spare her life before he allegedly shot and killed her during a robbery attempt, police said. I'm begging you, I have four kids, 38-year-old Christy Spicuzza pleaded, according to dash cam video of the horrific crime, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reported. Spicuzza of Turtle Creek was found dead with a single gunshot wound to the head in a wooded area on February 12th in Monroeville, according to the Allegheny County Police Department. She had picked up 22-year-old Calvin Crew of Penn Hills around 9:15 p.m. on February 10th, when 10 minutes into the ride, he allegedly put a gun to the back of her head. Excuse me. You've got to be joking, Spicuzza said when she reached back and felt the gun, according to the dash cam footage detailed in a criminal complaint obtained by the Post-Gazette. Crew allegedly told her to keep driving as Spicuzza pleaded, come on, I have a family. The video shows. Well, I got a family too. Now drive, Crew responded. Do what I say and everything will be all right, Crew said. The video ends after the suspect grabbed the camera. Crew was arrested on Thursday and charged with criminal homicide, robbery, and tampering with evidence. Cops found a dash cam near the area where Crew had allegedly requested to be dropped off, according to the complaint. During a press conference on Friday, Allegheny County Police Superintendent Christopher Kearns said Crew's motivation was likely to rob Spicuzza. The two had no prior connection, he said. Spicuzza's family had reported her missing on February 11th when she did not return home after taking several Uber fares the night before. Excuse me. Police said GPS records showed that she had driven through several neighborhoods with Crew allegedly in the backseat. According to the complaint, Crew received a text from his 22-year-old girlfriend, Tanea Mullen, that said, I'm not going to jail if we get caught. Mullen allegedly told police that her handgun had gone missing after she had brought it to a birthday party for one of Crew's relatives. It's not clear whether her gun was the one used to kill Spicuzza. She has not been charged, and police declined to comment further on the message. Crew was arraigned early Friday before District Judge Robert Dzwonik, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, the Post-Gazette reported. He is being held without bail in the Allegheny County Jail awaiting a preliminary hearing scheduled for February 25th. Now, I want to you know, play a little Jeopardy with you all. I want to play a little Jeopardy here. Can you all guess the race? Can you all guess the race of the person that killed this Uber driver? Or better yet, have you all heard this case this week? I know I didn't. Thank goodness I got friends on Facebook who searched this stuff out, because I know I didn't. I didn't hear any national report or anything about this story. Can you all guess the race of the man who killed this young lady? And yeah, Yahweh, I believe he should get the death penalty. Yes, he should. Now, the good thing about it, they didn't give him any bail, so he can't get out, you know, not unless you're someone who wants to kill a Jewish candidate for Congress or something like that, you know. That's another story. Can y'all guess the race? He's a black dude. Black dude with dreadlocks. 22 years old. 22 years old. But of course we don't hear stories like this, because you know that you know, we can't make black people out to be the bad guy, because you know that'll be racist and the black people won't like it, and they'll come up and they'll call us racist, and we don't want to be called racist. No, call it what it is. Dude is a thug. But of course we don't hear stories like this. An incident happened that involves a white person killing a black person. Oh, my goodness. We jump to conclusions. Oh, that person was a racist. Oh, this, oh, that. Now, given I'm going to say this. I was about to say I don't think this case had anything to do with race, but I'm not so sure now. I'm not so sure. I'm not going to say this case did involve race, but I'm not so sure it didn't. You know, black kid, you know, he's 22 years old. He's heard the stories about Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown and Breonna Taylor and George Floyd and everything, and sees this, you know, lonely white woman picking him up, you know, and he's like, hey, let me rob this white woman. Because white people got everything. So I'm not so sure. And he's probably emboldened by the fact that, you know, defund the police and everything. And I don't know why these guys think they'll never get caught. They commit these crimes as if they'll never get caught, as if people won't put one and two together and put the pieces together and be able to track them down and say, hey, you know what? Hey, buddy, you're going uptown. I don't know why they keep doing this. And to me, this testifies to the stupidity of criminality. These guys, they just commit this like, oh, it's just another day in the park for me, you know. Just another dead white woman, you know. She's got privilege anyway, you know. I mean, that folks, and it's stuff like this that ticks me off, because see, like I tell people, I'm a free-thinking black man, and I believe that we were all created in the image of God. I don't care what your skin color is. We were created in the image of God, be you black, white, red, olive, brown, yellow. We were all created in the image of God. Yes, there are differences between our cultures and everything like that, but the mere fact is that we were all created in the image of God, which means no group of people, no culture can be held above another. That's why I say I'm black by color only. I was in the laundromat the other day, and this kid, stupid kid, he wears a T-shirt that's black, and he says black is more than just a color. No, to me, it's just my color. Because at the end of the day, I'm still a human being. I didn't ask to be black. None of us asked to be black or whatever our color is. So that's why I don't get caught up in this race thing. Because I believe that we are made in the image of God. As the Bible says in the book of Genesis, we were made in the image of God. with God, there are no big U's and little I's and all this and everything. No big I's and little U's and stuff like that. It doesn't exist. And I don't care if you're a white person or a black person and you hold your race above somebody else, I'm going to call you out. And just because I'm black doesn't mean I'm loyal to my skin color. It's not going to happen. And this idea that black people cannot be racist, one of the stupidest things I think I've ever heard in my life. Well, we can be biased. We can be prejudiced. So bias and prejudice are good things. It's good to be It's good to be biased against white people. It's good to be prejudiced against white people. Back in the day, the hatred the white supremacists used to have against black people, they used to call it racial prejudice. Which, if you want to shorten the title, it's racism. So black people can be prejudiced and biased, but they can't be racist. As if, you know, being prejudiced and biased is the lesser of the evil. It's the same thing. That's what racism is. You have a bias against another race. You're prejudiced against another race. That's what racism is. And see, the thing, except the Mormons, they are above other races. The Mormons. No, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there right now. You want to hear me talking about the Mormons, go to my show, Profit or Loss, on Sunday. But it boggles my mind. People, and I say this on my show a lot, about black people who call themselves Christians. And they follow along the lines of these ideologies. They get in the church, they talk about the love of Jesus, but when it comes to issues of race, my loyalty is to my skin color. You know the Bible? Okay, I understand the Bible. I know what the Bible says, but I'm a black person first, and then I'm a Christian. And I see this so much. I see this all the time. In black churches, they're not going to be outraged at this young lady who got gunned down by this black thug. And yes, he's a thug. And you can say thug is a new N-word all you want to. First time I heard the word thug, it was in reference to white folks. So don't come up with this thing. You know, some stupid football player gets up and starts talking about, oh, this is a new N-word. And everyone's like, yeah, it's the new N-word. Yeah. No. A thug is a thug. There are white thugs, there are black thugs, there are yellow thugs, there are brown thugs, there are olive-skinned thugs. They come in all shapes and sizes and all kinds of colors. A thug is a thug is a thug. And nobody today is using the word thug in reference to black people. Now, if you're out there and you're a black person and you think you can kill white people, yes, you are a thug. Bold print, underline, exclamation point. You are a thug. And when I see stories like this, it saddens me. And it amazes me that these stories don't make the national news as fast or as intense as when a white cop kills a black kid. It boggles my mind to no end. And then when you get up there and you say, well, how come we don't hear these stories? Oh, we're still talking about it. No, you're not. No, you're not. A black kid kills another black kid in a drive-by. We don't hear about it. You'll hear about it locally. You won't hear about it nationally. We had two people get killed here in Durham, North Carolina. Within the past couple of days, had two people get killed. Anybody in San Diego hear of that? Anybody? Anyone in Point Barrow, Alaska heard of it? Anyone in Juneau, Alaska? Anyone in Salem, Oregon heard of it? Huh, I'll do you one better. I'll do you one better. Anyone in Charleston, South Carolina heard of it? Anyone? No. You know why? Because they were black people who got gunned down by other black people. Oh, that doesn't make the news. That's not going to be national. We're not going to have national marches. You might have a local march, and that'll last like a day or something like that. You're not going to have a big crowd come to it. Breonna Taylor or George Floyd or Trayvon Martin or someone like that, oh, man, marches all over the place. Oh, yeah, let's burn, let's loot. And we can do that because, you know, certain people in Baltimore and former First Lady Michelle Obama, they say we're peaceful protesters. Yeah, let's do this. Because a white man, they holding us back anyway. They'll make up the cost. I was reading an article. I don't know where it was. Oh, it was some store that they said that they put a sign up saying that they're going to raise their prices because so many people were looting their stores. I forgot. I should have saved that article wherever I saw it. But they said they were going to put a spike on their prices because so many of their products have been stolen out of their store. They're raising the prices to make up the cost for that which was stolen. But I thought when people shoplift, they're not hurting anybody. The stores can make up the cost. You folks, you all know that the stores are going to pass that cost down to the consumers. Yeah, Rite Aid. Yeah. You know they're going to pass that stuff down to the consumers, but, oh, they're not hurting anybody. Just let them go off, you know. Let the little black thugs take off with the money. Now, I'm not saying black people are the only ones who shoplift. But, you know, in California, you know, they're allowing the black thugs to steal up to $1,000 worth of merchandise without doing anything about it. And they think that's not going to hurt anybody. Oh, yeah, just let them go ahead. So I tell you one better, you know, just why don't you get your merchandise and just give it out to them when they walk down the sidewalk. Just do it like that instead of putting it on your shelf with a price on it and some thug comes in and steals and you're like, oh, okay, well, no harm, no foul. Yeah, it's harm and foul. It's harm and foul to the consumers because then we have to make up the costs. But you're so concerned about being politically correct and being woke and all that crazy mess, you don't care about the customers. And I'll go so far to say this. I think every business owner should own a gun. In general, every business owner should own a gun. I really do think that. Because you're not only protecting the best interests of your company, you're protecting the best interests of your customers. I mean, that's just my opinion. If you disagree with it, that's fine. That's fine. But that's what I think. If you own a brick and mortar store or something like, well, really, I'll be honest with you. Your typical American citizen should be carrying some form of protection on a daily basis. I believe that. And I understand the discrepancies, you know, if he's a felon or something or mental illness or something like that. I can understand why that person should be allowed to have a gun. But in general, I think everybody should own a gun. And I'll go so far to say it's probably irresponsible for you to have a family and you don't have a means of protection to look out for your family. But that's just me. That's just me. I don't want, I'm not trying to get into a discourse about firearms or anything like that, but that's me. Now, I believe everybody should have a firearm. I do. Now, if you don't like guns, well, then don't own one. Don't own one. Oh, it's gonna increase gun violence if people. Yeah, right. I remember when some years ago, D.C., Washington D.C., that's where I grew up. They were talking about loosening their gun laws because I guess they realized, hey, we turned D.C. into a shooting gallery. At one time, D.C. was the number one city for crime. And folks wonder why I live in Durham, North Carolina. But at one time, about two people a day were being gunned down in D.C. And so, you know, the powers that be, they were like, okay, we're thinking about loosening up the gun laws. And people were like, no, don't loosen the gun laws. You're going to turn D.C. into a shooting gallery. Excuse me, D.C. is already a shooting gallery. How much worse do you think it's going to be if we tell people they can own a gun? How much worse do you think it's going to be? I mean, really. To put a finer point to it, you don't need a gun to kill somebody. You can kill someone with your fist, but nobody has an anti-fist law. You can kill someone with your knee. No one has an anti-knee law. You can kill someone with your foot. No one has an anti-foot law. You can kill someone with your head. You headbutt someone real good, you probably kill them with your head. No anti-head laws. You can kill people with poison, pit bull, or anything, but you don't hear no anti-poison or anti-pit bull laws, do you? Why we got to pick on the guns, though? Boy, no, sis. The very thought of you owning a gun scares me. You might be an Annie Oakley or something. Yeah, but I think everyone should be allowed to own a gun. Everybody. And let me go back to the incident here in Durham, North Carolina. How many of y'all heard about that across the country? How many of y'all? Anyone? You all ever notice when they dress up these stories, like when you look at an article and they dress it up a certain way? You know, like if a white cop kills a black kid, they say, black boy gets killed by white cop. But if it's a black cop that kills a white person, they just say cop kills person. Yeah, see, they think we're stupid. I'm not stupid. You know, my wife would tell you I'm a grammar Nazi. I can look at certain clues. I can look at certain clues in a sentence and whatever and everything. I would be like, yeah, okay, yeah, right. I'm not stupid like that. But they dress it up. They dramatize it because they want to drum up. They basically want to get a reaction so that they can drum up ratings for their favorite news station. That's all that's about. That's why I agree with Donald Trump when he says the news media is the enemy of the people. It most certainly is. Well, Yahweh, if you know what, I'm not visiting you. I ain't coming over there. You might pull a gun on me or something. I ring your doorbell. You might have a pit bull at your door and a gun in your hand. You might say something like, smile when you ring my doorbell. I like that, Bring It Boy. Gymnastics of language. I like that. I might have to use that one. I might have to use that. But you ever notice that? Yeah, and you ever notice too, when a black person kills a white person, it takes them a long time before they show you his picture. See, to me, that tells me right there who the person is. Did they show his picture yet? No, they ain't showing his picture. Black person, and 9 times out of 10, black person. When they had that incident, what was it? That city in Wisconsin. Not too far from Milwaukee, they had a Christmas parade, and that dude ran over some people with his SUV. For several days, they wouldn't show his picture. I was like, I bet you he's a black person. And sure enough, they showed this picture. I'm like, oh my goodness, I hate being right all the time. A German Shepherd and a Glock. Oh, yeah, that'll do the job. Oh, yeah. Boy, she got Glock capitalized, boy, like she mean business. Boy, nah, you better not come up in that house, boy. Shoot. She gonna think she Annie Oakley or something. Make you dance like Michael Jackson. Folks, I don't know what happened there. It just cut off on me. I don't know what the deal is. You know, I need to do something about this. Or I don't know if it's a Blog Talk Radio thing or my thing. Nah, it's not a mute button. It just cut off on me. I can do a show and it'll just say, hey, heck with it. I don't know if they have moderators or whatever. They're listening to the show and they say, you know what, it's enough of this guy. Click. I don't know what happens. But, yeah. But, you know, like I was saying, we really need to look into dealing with this and whatever. We really need to deal with these situations that are going on in the country, and we need to stop being so politically correct about stuff. You know, call a spade a spade. I don't care who you are. I don't care how black you are. I don't care how white you are, whatever. If you are a criminal, that's what I'm going to label you as. I'm not going to be nice to you. You know, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy what we see going on in the country. And for them to call out the hypocrisy of the conservative and the conservatives and the Republicans because they support the truckers, but they wouldn't support Black Lives Matter. Keep in mind that the trucker protest has no comparison to Black Lives Matter. They're not looting. They're not burning down stores. They're not attacking random citizens. I mean, really. But we want to sit there and act like we're virtue signaling and like we got an aha moment or something like that. Aha, nothing. And it disgusts me. It really does. It really disgusts me because, see, I see myself as a member of the human race. Yeah, I got dark skin. Okay, so what? All right. But I still see myself as a person who is made in the image of God. And I listen to these preachers sometimes, these black preachers, and they always talk about God has something special for black people. We were the ones created in the image of God. Adam and Eve, they were black, Jesus was black. All you're doing is pumping up people's pride. That's all you're doing. And you should know about the sin of pride, okay? But that's all you're doing. Oh, we're the real Hebrew Israelites. And folks, I'm not hearing this from the black Hebrew Israelites. I'm hearing this from your non-denominational black churches. This is what I'm hearing. I heard one pastor, he said, yeah, I got a book from Barnes and Noble, and they said we are the real Hebrew Israelites, we are the children of the tribe of Judah. And the tribe of Judah, they were black. And I'm hearing this, and I'm like, the tribe of Judah wasn't a deviation between different cultures, okay? Those people in Israel right now, they're Edomites and all that crazy mess. But all you're doing is ramping up people's pride. That is all you are doing. And now black people, you know, they're going around talking about, and see, this is why I've always said, a lot of black people are going to find themselves in an eternally warm climate for they're going to find themselves in an eternally warm climate because they care more about their skin color than they do about the word of God. Look, bump this black thing, you know. Look, if Jesus was black, okay, good. He was black. But are you following his teachings? Are you adhering to what he taught you to do? See, we're supposed to be Christians. We're supposed to be Christians, not race baiters, okay? I'm not going to stand before God, and God's going to be like, Vincent, you were a good black man. Come on into heaven. Oh, you didn't support the black people the way you should have. Go to that, you see that fiery place over there? You know, go over there. That's not what he's going to judge me on. I'm not going to be judged on how loyal I am to my race. I'm going to be judged on how loyal I am to his word. Yeah, I would drop the mic, but I got it on a boom. But anyway, I'm going to end it there for now and do the advertisements. And when I see you all, I'll see you all on the other side. You are listening to Black by Color only on CNM Radio.
Looking for fake news? You won't find it here. Conservative Nation Media, America's best truth detector. Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on, so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
Official Rhino Hunting Safari.
All right. Welcome back to the show. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. I think the fruit bats are coming out a little early today. Fixed it. That's my fruit bat alarm. That means I'm about to go to my phone, which means if you are on the phone and you are a fruit bat, you better hang up right now or I will do it for you. Okay, if you come on this show and you don't want to engage in decent conversation, you want to indulge in ad hominem attacks and straw man arguments and character assassination, things of that sort, excessive profanity, I will push the kick button and you will go bye-bye, okay? I don't care if you agree with me or disagree with me. Just be respectful, show some maturity in your interactions on this show. So having said all that, let me go to the phones. Hello, caller. Hey. Welcome to the show.
Fruit bat number one, checking in.
What's up?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I am doing great. A little tired this week for some reason. I don't know why, but, you know, maybe it's the weather or something like that, but I'm good.
Gordon, that clock was ticking and ticking. Ticking away, ticking away, ticking away. Then all of a sudden I feel like something inside of me is wanting to pop out. I said, I got to hurry up and get back so I can get on Vincent's show. If not, I'm going to turn into something like the Hulk, maybe, you know. My skin started getting tight. My pants started getting tight. My shirt got tight. But I made it. I don't know. It's just something that you know you got to be. But what's going on this week?
Here talking about the truckers up in Canada and how certain people in this country, they're trying to make it about race. You know, they're trying to point out the double standards in the conservative Republicans because they will support the truckers, but they wouldn't support Black Lives Matter. But they don't understand that the Black Lives Matter protests and the trucker protests that's going on right now are mutually exclusive. And someone,
well,
went,
see,
you
here's
know,
the
they
thing.
Say, well, these bunch of white guys, but y'all support them.
The truckers movement is about liberty. It's about liberty for all. It's not about some self-interest. The movement of the Black Lives Matter didn't apply to me and my family. But liberty would, because it's spelled out in the Bill of Rights in many ways, and therefore it does apply to me and my family. The truckers and these other organizations, you got another one called ADO, that don't apply to me.
Yeah.
I see it as something else. And people need to understand that just because you got, it's the same old crazy mess. Man, look at him. It ain't about black skin. It's about non-white skin. It's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Because they've expanded it, because the way it was when they're talking about Negro, well, that grouping became so marginalized and their numbers were depleted because people walked away from it. Same way as they've done with African-American and black. It's marginalized. And those that want to subscribe to that and their organization, you know what they should do? Go ahead on.
Yeah.
Three simple words. Go ahead on.
Yep.
Why you want to take the majority of, you can't even feed your own self. And then those groups are some that support these genocidal abortion actions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they let them go ahead on. You know, I was doing some computation. You talk about abortion. If you took 15 states, New York, North and South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas. If you took all the blacks in those states, the number of black babies that's been aborted since Roe, the first 30 years, which would have been 2003, here we are, 2022, it would be equivalent if you wake up Monday morning and there's no blacks in none of those states. They all gone, disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that. They all gone. They have disappeared.
Yep.
15 states.
Mm.
So what kind of lives matter?
Every life matters. I don't even think they care that Black Lives Matter. That's just something to, you know, they want to hide behind. That's a smoke and mirror type of thing that they hide behind. saying that we care about black people, but we really don't. Even the black people in these organizations, they don't care about other black lives. All they care about is their prestige and how many votes they get and how much fame and fortune they can get. That's all that I see, because, you know, like I said earlier, you know, we had two black people killed in Durham this past week. Anyone outside of Durham, Raleigh, or Chapel Hill, which they call that the Triangle area here in North Carolina, anyone outside of that region didn't hear about it. But let a cop kill a kid, you know, and something just came to my mind about the Kim Potter case. I had to add my two cents worth of rhetoric on that. Kim Potter does not belong in jail.
No, she doesn't.
The one who killed she killed Dante Wright. But it was an accident, and some people are like, well, she should have known the weight between her guns and everything. You don't understand what a split second decision can do to your brain. And Kim Potter does not deserve 2 years in jail. Now, do I think she should be a police officer? No. I think when she got fired from the police force, I think that was enough punishment for her. But, you know, of course, now let's reverse this thing. And let's really think about this thing. Let's reverse this. Let's say Kim Potter was a black policewoman and she shot and accidentally killed a white person. Would we be as outraged about it as we are this present time? And if you got any good sense up in your head, you will say no, we wouldn't be talking about it like it is. But because of the present atmosphere, the woke atmosphere in this country, we had to condemn Kim Potter because she was white and Dante Wright was black, which he really was not black. He was mixed. He had a white mother. Yeah, he had a white mother. Mixed. Yeah, he was mixed, so he really was not black, you know. And to me, when you say you're a mixed person, but you want to identify as black, to me that's racist too, because you got both races in you, you know. Uh-huh. And if you identify as either race, to me that's racism, because you're both. You should say, hey, I'm mixed. I got a white mama and I got a black daddy. You know, so, but she does not belong. She does not deserve jail time. People will probably disagree with me on that, but I really do not think that she had the intent of killing that boy. We saw the videotape when she shot him. She was like, oh my gosh, I shot him. She's on the ground. She's like, oh my goodness, I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail. It was an accident. Now, yeah, I think she should have been fired from the police force. Yes. But that should have been it. That she should never been prosecuted or anything. And if Dante Wright had all his ducks in a row like he should have, you know, I think he had a warrant for his arrest. He was driving with expired tags and all that. See, if he had all his ducks in a row, he would be alive today. But we wouldn't blame Kim Potter. Say she just killed him because he's black.
Well, worse than that, if the justice system had done it like he was supposed to have been treated instead of black privilege, he would have been in jail for shooting that kid in the head. And he's now the young man, supposed to have been his friend. The young man now, Mr. Odell, is in a wheelchair, 18 years old, and he's a vegetable. Now his white mommy, the black kid, well, he's a mixed kid, his white mother's got to take care of him, feed him with a spoon and so on. Here's my question. Where is the black daddy?
Good question.
Huh? Where is this black daddy? From what I can look at. So this white mother's got to take care of this kid. Now, if Dante had been in jail like he was supposed to have been, then the day with Potter never would have occurred.
Yep.
If he had kept his butt, well, if he had never drove his mama's car, with no license tags on them. Whites get stopped for that all the time.
Yes,
if he had had a driver's license rather than his being suspended, whites get stopped for that all the time. If he had car insurance, which he didn't, because hell, the car wasn't even registered, expired plate. What insurance company going to give you insurance for a car that you're not supposed to be driving? Whites get stopped for that all the time.
Yes.
If he had, and you know the funny thing about it, initially, and that's why the cops stopped, and people said, well, he got stopped because of one of the fragrance.
Air freshener. Yeah.
Right. And these damn expired, the incident with the license plates is all out there in the open. Well, you know, and initially they got him out the car, and he went to the back, and they were going to handcuff him. Then all of a sudden his mind got to thinking, oh, shit. They're going to run my name. These warrants going to come up and all this other stuff. Then this mama's car ain't got no tag, so they're going to tow it. We ain't got no insurance. They're going to tow it. Because why would you let a motorist drive a car on the road that don't have insurance?
That's right.
And that did come into an issue later on. So he said, I'm getting out of here. Now, I'll tell you what, Potter was in her car in the back, and what she did is ran his name. I guess she knew him. I ran the place. Then all this information come back. Now, what I would have done is this. Of course, it was kind of late. I would have had another car come get in front of his, block him in. Then I would have went up to the car and drew the coded language that they use with each other, asked him, well, Mr. Wright, we don't think you've done anything wrong. I would have said, why don't you come out? Let us come out so we can run an investigation on the car. And got him in handcuffs. But no, when he got back in the car, he's attempting to leave.
Yeah.
Well, the police on the passenger side sees this, and even after the deal with him getting shot accidentally, the police reached through the window, hanging out the window, and trying to put the car in park, take it out of gear. And Dante is driving with this police officer in that precarious, dangerous position.
Yep.
Well, that's when he should have been shot again because he's endangered the life of a police officer.
Yes.
So wait a minute. What happened when he drives off? He's involved in an accident. And the motorist was a man, white, by the way, who had recovered from a stroke.
Mm.
And that accident just reversed all the progress that he had made. Eventually, he ended up in hospice care, and I don't know if he's still living or not. All that stuff goes down. And they don't have no consideration. They don't respect. Look at the two black women when they was at the party, and the party ended in the wee hours of the morning. And see, he wasn't driving his mama's car in, right?
Nope.
He couldn't get no transportation home, so the girls let him, the ladies let him and another guy stay there at the apartment until the next morning. Well, it was two of them. So one of them had to go to work, but they got up. She got up and went to the ATM and withdrew $820, was her portion of the rent, from what I understand. She went back to the apartment where her friend was, plus Dante Wright, the other guy, gave the lady the $820, and she went on to work. Well, these fools wake up and go rob this woman after all that kindness. Huh? Give me the effing money and pull a gun out on her. What kind of dumbass stuff is that? That's an animalistic activity.
Yeah, and see, we tend to ignore that. We tend to ignore all of that. You know, we ignore the thuggery and the hoolamish intentions of these people. And, you know, it totally just goes over our heads. All we know is that a white cop killed a black kid. We don't even go into details, and that's why we jump to conclusions, because we're so intertwined with this victimhood mentality, and so we're automatically going to jump to conclusions without considering this was a bad boy. He had already had a criminal record.
A heck of a criminal record.
I mean, really.
Look at his pictures
already had a criminal record.
Look at his posing on social media.
Yeah.
With a bunch of 20s
with
in
guns.
His lap. With a gun. Mm-hmm. I think he drew a gun in another case on somebody, another woman. And I wish he hadn't got shot. Because I wish he would have lived so he could face judgment for the crimes he done. Of course,
yeah,
him being black,
here.
He probably wouldn't have gotten no too much anything.
Yeah.
Carjacking and all this stuff. Then his father would get up there on the stand, start crying. Talking about he learned a lot from between the interaction between the two. But, hell, there's one picture of him and another posting where he spit in his father's face.
Wow.
Now, I don't know about you, but if I had done something like that, oh, baby, guess what? I wouldn't be a fruit back here with you today.
You'd be an expired fruit bat.
I sure would have.
I know that much, boy. I tell you. And who was the I should have looked this up before I started the show. It was a candidate. He shot at this guy. He was a Democratic candidate.
That was in Kentucky. That was another guy. I can't think of his name. Another black man.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
And
they released him
on $100,000 bond. I said, y'all got to be kidding me. This boy was going to kill this rascal.
Well,
and
see,
they
it was $75,000 at first. It was $75,000 at first. Then the judge raised it up to $100,000. And the lawyer come talking about, well, he ain't this, that, and that. You know what they always do. I mean, that's scripted.
Yeah.
They're going to say that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. What he done was racist and anti-Semitic.
Yep.
Right? Well, why come the papers
yep.
ain't listening like that?
Mm-mm. Nah, it doesn't fit our narrative.
You understand what I'm saying? Then you got
yep.
people say, well, you had a black cop there in Minneapolis that was answering a call and killed a white woman. Well, here's the thing. You had a woman in her apartment. She called in to dispatch and said, it sounds like a woman is being raped in the back. Something to that effect. I may not be pervading. All right. Like a woman is being raped. Well, this black cop comes and shows up. And I don't know how, but the woman that called ended up getting killed by him. Now,
wow.
Something was wrong with this guy. If they said that a woman was being raped, then why would you come kill a woman? Where's the man? I mean, typically, there's something going on, Vincent.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's
yeah.
something going on not only in this nation, but something going on around the world. I hate to say it. I've heard people talk about it. One lady I have great respect for, I call her Big Kathy, she said we got aliens amongst us.
I don't know about that.
Wait a minute. She said they don't possess these people. Because what we're watching and witnessing is well organized and is spontaneous.
That's true, though.
And it's spontaneous in different geographical areas around the world, which we don't hear about. Hell, we don't hear about everything that go on in the damn city that you're in.
Yeah, well.
Either that is something in the food. I wouldn't doubt something was in the shots.
No.
That produce this type of action. Yeah, so. It's just so much going on. And people say that blacks ain't got no privilege. I tell you what something should do. Apparently, their family's going to get a settlement. Everybody that he hurt, they should file civil suits against that settlement.
Yeah. I agree.
And they should be paid off even before the attorney gets his cut.
Yep.
Even if he wasn't getting a settlement, file civil suits against him.
Yeah.
Hell, no telling. He might get reparations one day. Get that reparation.
I mean, really. Snatch it from him.
And how would he get deserved reparations anyway? If you had somebody that was black as Isaac Hayes and Wesley Snipes, and they got $100 here, he got a black mother, a black father, and a white mother. So what did he get, $50?
I mean, really.
Or less. So, see, we ain't, you know, I have sorrow for the incident. And apparently this man came up, don't mean that I got to suffer for it. See, that don't mean that I need to stay. I'm a professional and done all the hard work that I was supposed to do. And I'm not talking about me in particular, but I'm just speaking from a conversation point because I'm the only one here.
Yeah.
So am I supposed to put myself at risk in suffrage and sacrifice for, because of the cause, quote unquote?
Exactly. Yep.
Am I supposed to stay in this neighborhood and watch my property rates, my property value depreciate? No, I don't think so. Am I supposed to send my kids, my black kids, to the school with those other black kids? Not all of them, but you don't know. But one thing for sure, what did the data show?
Yeah.
When you go to buy a used car, you look at the options that's on it. You look at the tires, you raise the hood, look at the engine. You're looking for data that's going to give you some indication on whether this is a go or no go. Well, the same thing apply with other things, too. I ain't sending my kids to them schools. I'm not sacrificing my child. Hell, they only one in time at that age. They went to bed last night, and they woke up this morning. They never will be that age when they went to bed last night as far as the ticks of the clock. I mean, that's just it. Anybody that thinks otherwise, anybody falls into that narrative, they crazy as hell. But if they want to be crazy, Vincent, guess what? Let them be crazy.
Yeah.
Let them follow that ideology. Only thing I tell them is two things, in particular, maybe more. I don't want to be part of that, and I'm telling you right now, stay the hell away from my children.
Yeah.
Because they will try their best to inseminate the ideology into the minds and brains of them kids that's going to be there to carry it on after they go. So what more can you say? And there's more characters out there, too.
Yeah. Oh,
but,
yeah.
You can't keep up with all that.
Yeah.
It goes on.
Let me see if I can get this other caller on here. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yes, this is Subway Tuna Sub Fruit Bat number one.
No. You're Fruit Bat number two, because Fruit Bat number one, I've been talking to him for the past several minutes.
Yeah, he's a fruit bat. I'm a Subway bat. Okay, man.
Subway. Okay.
Oh, he's trying to torture me because this is my buddy Iredale from Florida. Back several years ago, he came up to Durham to visit me, and we went to a Subway here in Durham, and we were sitting there, you know, and if anyone knows me and a Subway, one of them Subway subs, I don't play. You know, I get a foot long and I will devour it right there presently. So he was sitting there, he just shooting the breeze and he talking and everything. And he looked down, he was like, wait a second. My sandwich was gone. It was totally gone. He was like, what in the, he said, you inhaled that Subway, didn't you? I said, no, I pointed at my mouth and it grew legs and it walked down my throat. So
those things are good. You know, we was kids in high school. I went to O'Fallon Tech, and it was over in the Italian part of town. And up on the, we come out the school, go across the field, up the street to this delicatessen, the Italian delicatessen. And this old Italian lady used to fix a 6-inch sub, and we'd get a 20-ounce grape vest grape soda,
and a pack of Hostess cupcake. Guess how much? 50 cents.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, that's before my.
Man.
Well, that's before my time. Well, by the time I came around, it was probably 250. I don't know.
50 cents.
Mm.
Yeah, you won't get it for 50 cents. You won't get one of them things these days for 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And
you
know, guess what?
Right.
Wait a minute. Hang on. We used to get the lunch checks for 6 cents a piece. Let's see, 8 cents a piece because we could get six. We could get 50 cents worth. We could get a meal, for instance, if they had turkey and dressing, we get a plate of turkey and dressing. We get rolls. We get a drink. We could get a salad. And we could get a dessert like Apple Crunch for 50 cents. And it was cooked there in the restaurant, in the school.
Wow.
Those were the days. I remember when you go get a grape soda or a Mountain Dew or orange. In bottles, they're all glass bottles for a dime. I remember when gas was like 35 cents a gallon, and it was leaded.
Yeah,
like
I remember when it was 22.
Yeah, so Vincent, you need to respect both your elders, because I believe this other guy here is older than you also, man, okay?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Before you guys came on the show, I was also sharing a article about this guy in Pennsylvania, Calvin Crew, who murdered this Uber driver who was a 38-year-old mother of four. And I was asking folks, I said, can you all guess the race of the man who killed this mother of four? You know. And turns out the guy is black, 22 years old, got the dreadlocks and everything going. But we haven't heard this story. None of us have heard about this story. And this was a horrific crime. You know, he shot her in the back of the head, and she even begged for her life. But we don't hear anything about this anymore. I'm not going to say anymore. We don't hear anything about this because it doesn't fit the woke narrative, you know. Oh, just another little white girl, you know, she, you know, now she understands what we black people go through and all that crazy mess, you know. That's probably what they're saying, but I was sharing that earlier, and I want to get you all's thoughts on that one too.
Well, let me start out this way. It was a white lady. She was the grandmother of a black boy about 50, and somebody, I saw it on YouTube. And somebody said that somebody had committed a crime in the area. And what happened was the cops stopped him and told him to get out the car. And you could hear the lady say, "That's my grandson. That's my grandson." And somebody, you know, videos are all over the place. Everybody got a camera where they can shoot videos on. They said to him, they had arrested him by that time he was in the back of the car, the police car, and with handcuffs on, of course. And he was up there for about maybe 5 minutes before they let him go and everything. And you know what? To be honest with you, and now going back to what you said about that lady, I also know a lady down here. I don't know if she's doing it more. She's a black lady. Probably about 54, 55 now. She's still doing it. She's one of them drivers. And it's just dangerous. And it's wrong. Because I even had a white guy this morning. And he wanted me to give him a ride somewhere. And I don't care if you're white, black. I just don't trust people like I used to, you know. I wanted to help the guy out and everything. He said he had some money and he told me his ID. And I didn't feel comfortable about it. So you got to watch out for everybody. And to be honest with you, I know she's trying to work. But just like me, I would not want to work in the convenience store because that's one of the first places that would get hit. And as far as I'm concerned, if I drove a Lyft car, I would have something protection, bulletproof thing. You get in the back seat, I'm going to have bulletproof between the front seat and the back seat. So if you shoot, the bullets can't get through to me. And as far as I'm concerned, going back to that thing, people, including me, we need to be aware of our environment. at all times, no matter where we at, grocery store, the movies, or wherever, you know. And the news need to tell the truth. If it's a white man killing a black man, okay. But if it's a, if it's vice versa, you need to have it on the news too. You shouldn't be biased. You need to have the news. News is news, whether it's good or bad, and it shouldn't be race-related. Because if you're talking about race, and I've told you this before, Vincent, I have had some white people do some things to me real nice that a black person have never done for me, you know. And it's sickening. We're supposed to be the United States of America. Whereas you would say, Vincent, you would be divided States of America. Well, you know what I call it, the un-United States of America. And I'm just sick of it. You know, I'm sick a lot. I'm finished. Go ahead on, both of y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, my point is, you know, how we you know, we pay attention to certain stories because they fit a certain narrative. And other
right.
stories, they just don't get to play. They just don't get to play because they don't fit a certain narrative, you know. And I think it does a disservice to us. And I agree with Donald Trump that the media is the enemy of the people. Our news media is the main enemy of the people because they'll emphasize some stories, but other stories they'll be like, it's not that important. Because, Iredale, did you hear about the two people that got killed here in Durham this week before this show? Did you hear about that?
No, I did not. Did not see it on my TV, on my phone.
See, that, and see, that's my point right there. You know, but what say you, Pianchi? Oh, I hope I didn't lose Pianchi.
You there?
Yeah, you guys laid it out pretty well. The news media use certain adjectives, you know, when they describe things. They say, use the word white.
Go ahead.
And black.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, when it's something that a black done, it's color. You have to do some serious researching. So that's they help support and promote some of the stuff that's going on. Just like this guy down here in Louisiana back in 2019, Black Bob Barber was in his car. He done something, called the highway patrol. Didn't want to pull him over. Well, he don't want to pull over. So they end up in a chase. He's driving through residential neighborhoods, hitting speeds of 100 miles an hour. Well, sooner or later, he crashes, and he suffers some internal injuries. Police pull him out the car and drag him. Hell, he ain't walking. You ever try to pick up a lifeless body?
Yeah, the dead weight, man.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that, dead weight. Yep, you're right.
Absolutely. So the governor, Bill Edwards, who's a Democratic governor in a conservative state, gets on the radio, and apparently somebody was saying he was trying to cover up. He got to talking and saying, in my opinion, if this had been a white man, he wouldn't have been treated this way. And see, that's showboating.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing, is showboating.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to tell you the truth, I think the guy died. As a matter of fact, I know he died. To tell you the truth, if he drove through my neighborhood like that and I caught up with him, I surely wouldn't have been offering him a bottle of water.
I know
that. Because
look
at all the damage he done or could have caused. And you know what he said? Or he was have said that he was scared that white police was going to kill him. Well, somebody had to put that in that man's head. And they need to be prosecuted to just as great of extent as if you went up to a child and told a child to do something that was criminal, like take this drugs up the street and stuff like that.
See, but they'll get mad every time you say, well, I don't agree with homosexuality. They'll call that hate speech. But you'll see something like this, and they got nothing to say, you know. And I'm like, you know, really, really, guys. And like I said, I don't trust our media. I don't trust them at all.
No, you can't trust.
I just can't, you know. Ever since I really found the truth out about them about 20-something years ago and learned that, you know, the reason why people think a certain way is because how the media portray certain stories on TV and how they snip and cut and edit and everything and stuff like that, you know, I just can't trust them. Even stations like Fox News, Newsmax, which I love both those stations, don't get me wrong, but I can't trust them. You know, I can't trust. And I tell people, even when you're listening to me on this show, don't take my word for it. You know, don't take my word for it. Go out there, study, research and whatever, because, you know, I might miss it. Now, I don't do that intentionally, but I really do believe our news media does that intentionally, because they want to get a certain reaction out of you because they're looking for ratings, and ratings mean money, and that's all it is. You know, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, you know, and that's very apparent in our news media, because all they want to care about is money, you know, and they don't care who they victimize, they don't care who they vilify, they don't care. All they care about is their ratings, so that they can rake in those delicious dollars. You know, that's all they care about. You know, and that's why I can't trust them. I really can't. You know, I can't just sit there and watch the news and say, oh, okay, that's what's going on in the world today. Okay, you know, now I gotta. My wife will tell you, I got so many books on my Kindle. Oh, my goodness. I got so many books. I got so many books. And not just on my Kindle, but I got two bookshelves of books in my apartment. You know, I got to read. I got to know what's going on. I can't just take somebody's word for it, you know, just because they dressed up in a nice towel or a nice dress and heels and everything, and they're looking at me and they're telling me what's going on in the world, because I don't trust them. I just don't. And, you know, call me paranoid or anything you want to, but I just can't trust these people.
But you can't trust them. Well, already. Go ahead, Subway.
First of all, I got a – what state you in, sir?
Right now I'm in Louisiana, in my winter home.
Okay, you're not that far from me. You're probably less than 300 miles away from me. But, you know, not only is the news not telling us the truth, the news need to be more positive than it is. I mean, they give you 90% bad news and they try to end it with on some good news story. No, I mean, I understand sometimes it's going to be
70% bad, 30%
positive. But look, let's have a show that's maybe 60-65% positive and the rest negative. But no, it's not like that. I've never listened to a news show that was like, I don't know, 75 or 80% positive. And that's the very reason why I don't even listen to news as much, because I know it's going to be negative out there. And then, you know, all that negative is going to get into you, and you don't even need to watch the negative, listen to the negative, because you can see the negative out here on the street. You know, and you get all that negative in you, you're going to be negative. Negative things going to start coming out of you. Because all you listen to is negative stuff. I love to hear good humorous stories, whether it's on TV or my phone or the news or whatever. It's always good to hear some good positive things. Because I tell you, there are times where I look at the human race, and Vincent would tell you, I'm going to come by and get you in the rocket ship. But you know, so many times that somebody will do something positive and say, man, this hope for the human race gives me hope. And I know there's some good people out here, but you might meet one person that's positive, and then you might meet 75 or 90. The next people you meet, they're not positive. They all negative. You know? And as far as I'm concerned, we need to come together and show the one word, love, L-O-V-E. Stop showing all this hate. We're the human race. all lives matter. If you cut us off, people are fixed on the exterior of your home. Inside, everybody got a kitchen, living room, bedroom, bathroom. In other words, what I'm saying is we all got blood. It might be different type of blood, but the last time I checked, everybody's blood was red on the inside. And that's what we need to be. I'm through.
All right, now.
Well, you got to watch out for these organizations. Because in Missouri, the NAACP, now listen to this. They put out a travel advisory warning people, warning blacks driving through Missouri, saying that they would stand a chance of being killed by white police. Now, y'all think I'm lying? Research it. Research it. See? NAACP travel advisory in Missouri. Just research it.
Let me tell you, since you mentioned Missouri, I was just in Missouri. I was in the St. Louis, Missouri area. I was in the Ozark, Missouri, and I was in Branson, Missouri, just recently. And I didn't have no problem with the cops. Knock on wood, I was driving like I had some sense and everything. I'm not saying that you were lying or anything, but I didn't have no problem in this. So maybe somebody was looking out for me. But I wouldn't be surprised, because I know when I used to drive down here from North Carolina, we used to take these back roads and stuff on 331 coming out of Montgomery, Alabama. And every time I went to these little small towns, whatever the speed limit was, I hit it. If it was 25, I did 25. If it was 35 or 40, that's what I did. Because a lot of times they pick you up at some of these, probably some white folks too. I'm quite sure it's white folks, but some black. You might not never hear from these folks again, especially if they are driving by themselves. So.
And here, you know what? I just took Pianchi's advice, and I just typed it in before I even typed in all the words. It just came up by itself. And this is recent.
Right.
I never heard of this. Oh my goodness! This is from February of this year. The NAACP is sending a strong message to people of color traveling through Missouri, go at your own risk. Oh my goodness! This is.
Well, I'm not there, but I was up in Missouri. I was up in Missouri for a little bit over a week, and I didn't have no problems. So you know, that's devastating to me, because I could have been one of them people. You know what I'm saying?
This says the organization is searching. The organization is circulating a travel advisory after the state passed a law that Missouri's NAACP conference says allows for legal discrimination. The warning cites several discriminatory incidents in Missouri included as examples of looming danger in the state. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to take some time to read this right here. I've never heard
man.
Of this.
They
I've
are racist.
Where you find? Where do y'all locate this now? I want to see it myself.
Just type in NAACP travel advisory for Missouri, and it'll pull up several articles.
Okay.
And you say it was recent. The one I was talking about was, some time ago. So maybe they're putting them out every damn year. But
yeah,
see,
maybe
that's
they
wrong.
Are. Yeah.
They would never get. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something. I had a friend of mine, John Bordeaux. He was running for the president of the St. Louis chapter in NAACP. I said, okay, John, I know you about some good stuff, so I'll join. Me, my daughter, and her husband, we joined NAACP. And the election ended in a tie. They had a runoff election, which he won that. And the local Mas 28 of the Nation of Islam, Minister Donald, he got members of there to join the NAACP, so he won the next election. You know, them people tried everything, and they did get him out of there from the state chapter there in Delsmar, and also with Kwame Nkrumah, the national chapter. Y'all heard that name before?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I got out of it. I said, it was only a year. I got out of it. I got out of it. I didn't want to be part of that. Some people are racist, man. They are racist to the extent. Why in the hell would you put some stuff out like that? What about Chicago? If you get out of St. Louis, going across the bridge into Illinois and drive 350 miles north up 55 and get into Chicago, hell, they got all kind of shootings and stuff going on up there.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right.
Man, that oh my goodness, that's why I tell people, you know, check this stuff out. Check it out. Don't just take people's word at it. And I'm sitting here, my eyes are just big, like, what in the world? Are you kidding me? I never heard of this. I never heard of this travel advisory. Any reason why you think they didn't make it nationwide? They didn't spread it, you know, put it on the MSNBCs and the CNNs and the ABCs or anything like that? You know, I mean, because I've never heard of it. And I know the NAACP, they're about as racist as you can get. But, I never heard of this travel ban. They say it's the first statewide travel ban that they've ever issued.
Well, it might be the same one that's continuing, but it came out. What's the date on that?
This one, the first one I read was from February 3rd. The one I'm reading now is from today.
Well, no, that ain't the first one. The first one they put out.
I see another date. It's July 31st, 2017.
Yeah, that's about when it came out, the first one. It ain't the only one. I remember one time back in the 70s, I'm driving through going down Natural Bridge Road, headed to Goodfellow. And I look over to my left and see this chain link fence with a bunch of fluorescent red or orange signs on it. And I couldn't read it from where I was. Then I got up to the corner and looked and seen one. It said missing, M-I-S-S-I-N-G. So I said, damn, it must be a kid missing or something. You know what they was complaining? They was complaining because white businesses was leaving the hood. I kid you not.
Really? Oh, man. Mm.
And you know, be true for what you. Who in the hell gonna open up a business in them areas? They crazy as heck to do so.
I mean, really, now you know this white flight
was leaving the area.
Yeah, you had this white flight.
Wait a minute. Then you had NPR radio station, a local one, and they was talking about that. This was much later, and I called in. They were complaining about whites leaving because they left Ferguson and all them areas. Then I called in. I said, "Well, why are you blaming whites then?" Entirely because blacks flee too.
Yeah.
Well, of course, it got quiet.
I just pulled it up on my CD. I don't see, and everything's going back about 4 years. But Deontay, you say there was another one that just came out.
I think it's probably been revised. That was the one Vincent read, the recent one.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the one that came out years ago.
Yeah,
that would have been five
years ago.
I think
it's the same one.
About right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's the same one. Yeah.
Yeah, but the first five or six links on YouTube is talking about and let's see, this one said published. This first one I'm looking at that I put on pause said published on August the 3rd, 2017.
Yeah. So you see, right around the time Trump was in office, they came up with all kind of stuff to denigrate. That's what I'm going to tell you. Something organized very well.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's regular people. That's what I come to the conclusion. It must be some aliens amongst them.
I don't know. I'd be seeing some strange lights in the sky sometimes. I don't know.
Okay.
And also,
I see another one.
Mm-hmm.
I see another one that says now come up in the NAACP issue first ever travel advisory for states. And that's 1 month ago. So that's probably the one that you probably, that's the one that the other one.
Yeah. And see, I tell you something else they're against, too. They're against black people taking their kids out of these government schools using choice and vouchers.
Yeah.
They are against that. Why
is
that?
They've been fighting that for decades. They've been fighting that for decades. I mean, oh, man, I don't understand. Well, I do understand because they want to feed them their rhetoric. They want them to learn what they want them to learn instead of what they should be learning. And they want the black people to continue to have this victimhood mentality because that's basically what they're teaching them in the schools. And, you know, while they teach the white people that you should be ashamed because you're a white person, you know, and they want to continue to teach the black people, oh, yeah, you were a victim. Your ancestors came into slave ships and y'all went through Jim Crow and all this. And so you're continually going to be a victim. So you're going to be dependent on the government for the rest of your life because we, the government, we're going to be your saviors.
that's one reason. That's one reason. The other reason, because many of these black teachers, they are supportive of the NAACP and the teachers' unions is.
Yeah.
And the teachers' unions wouldn't exist if it wasn't for dues that these teachers was paying. And if parents had the ability to take their child out of the school districts and poor parents could have the money follow the child, they put the child someplace where they really going to learn, well, then the teachers would be out of a job. Then they couldn't pay dues. Then the president of the teachers union, who usually make about $200,000 a year, of course, they're going to be out of a job. Then the money that they make, they use to contribute to politicians. You know, the best job in the hood, although it's very limited number, is a politician.
Yep.
That's the best job in the hood, long-standing job.
Once again, it's the money again. Hey, let me cut it right there. I got one more caller. They've been on for about 3-4 minutes now. Let me get this last caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
I'm confused about what y'all talking about, Dave. I live in Alabama. My name is Billy, right there. And I seen a bunch of things there when she talking about a little bit, right? I seen a bunch of stuff that you're talking about, kind of, but you're a little bit afraid to just say the regular word. I'll say it if you want me to say it. The black folks didn't build this country. First of all, y'all got to understand that. All that whole damn talk about how you built the country, that's not right. It's the Irish people who built the country, really. But if you read a book or two, you'll understand that. But now, the conflict between the blacks and the whites there, I don't believe it's real. I believe it's made up by mostly media and everybody else there because everything I see there, everything I've witnessed in my life there, it's not that bad. I think that's made up by the media. It's all just pushed up. It's weird. It's not really what's happening in the real world every day.
Forgive me. I kind of agree with you to some extent on that. I do. Some of this is made up. And once again, it goes back to our media. And going back to Pianchi's point, once again, it's about the money. We, you know, everything that we see is happening because of the money. Someone's not going to get paid here. Someone's not going to get paid there. That's why kids are still in failing schools, and we see all what we see going on today because it's all about somebody getting paid and whatever. But I'm going to get ready.
Go ahead. I got a coon dog, right? He's a coon dog. You hear him? Hey, my dog's a coon dog, and he ain't racist. Hey, racist, hey, but no, there ain't nothing dog wrong with this dog. He's a coon dog, but he ain't racist. I never raised him to be a racist dog. But when he sees something dark running, he grabs. Why do you think that is?
Maybe it has something to do with maybe his prey is dark or something. I don't know, but yeah, caller, thank you for the call, caller. You all, I'm going to get ready to end the show because I only got a couple of minutes left and whatever. Thank you all for coming on the show. I really appreciate you all coming on and adding your rhetoric to the program. And, hey, folks, those of you all who hold to the truth, hey, y'all keep on standing for the truth, okay? And folks, don't just accept the status quo or what you hear or see or whatever. You know, like I said before, go out there, research. You know, we live in the freest country in America. We can go out to the library. We can get stuff on Amazon and everything. Ain't no, it's really, in general, we don't have a lot of, I don't know what the word I'm trying to say. We don't have a lot of restrictions on what we can read or what we should be reading or anything like that. And we can go out here and get this information for ourselves. And we got the internet. We can look this information up, but, don't, like I said, don't just take my word for it. You know, go out there, read, research, do whatever. And, you guys take care of yourselves. Stay safe out there. Next week, God willing, I should have another edition of Black by Color Only. You all keep doing your thing. And this is Vincent E. Brown. I'm signing off. And until the next time, I'll see you on the rebound. You all have a great Saturday. We'll be right back.
But anyway, about 7 deaths in the last couple of weeks.
Wow.
7 deaths of people that you know. 7. I'm quite sure all of them were black, but I'm not sure. But still, they did. Man, I went in there, and I couldn't find no black seed oil. I got a couple of bottles here, but I used them for something else. I went in there and got me some black seed oil. I went in there and got me some protein drink. And, you know, I got this new type of insurance, of course, for me. You know, you got to have insurance when you get 65 or you penalize, man. I got on a membership at, I know Planet Fitness, but they got one up there. Free of charge, insurance won't take care of it. And I went in there and worked out today, man. You know, because I was devastated with all these exercises. I mean, all these things. It traumatized me, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But some of these people was not even in their 60s. Some of these people died. I told you about the guy. He was 31 years old, sitting there waiting for his buddy to pick him up and take him to a Super Bowl party. Yeah, right there where he was sitting there in the land, you know? So...
truckers up in Ottawa, Canada, and how people trying to make that about race. You know, they're trying to say that, you know, the conservatives in this country, they're supporting the truckers, but they won't support Black Lives Matter. And I was trying to make a comparison. Well, with Black Lives, the truckers ain't burning down businesses and looting and everything and stuff like that, but the police are coming down hard on them. They're arresting them at gunpoint. They even threatened their pets, man. They say they were going to take their pets from them. And if they didn't come and get their pets within a week, they were going to have them euthanized. And you got black people talking. Yeah. And you got black people talking about, yeah, if it was a black person, they would have been arrested on the spot. I'm like, I wish they had been arrested on the spot. We wouldn't have $2 billion worth of damage from Black Lives Matter and 200-something riots from them a couple of years ago. I wish they would have arrested them on the spot.
2016, black drivers in Missouri were 75% more likely to be stopped than white drivers, according to the state attorney general. And I can't make it. I've got other family, but I see a number that 12%. I know it's percent state population. Man, I don't want to see nothing about Missouri now, man. After I've seen this, man. That one, and then someone another one, and then someone February 3rd. February 3rd, Vincent.
Yep.
That's the day I was originally supposed to fly out. I got a laugh on that one. February 3rd. But the weather kicked me to the curb. Thank God for weather, man. That's all I'm going to say, man. You know. And actually, I saw plenty of cops out on the road, man. They ain't bothering me, man. You know. Speed limit was 55, I might be doing 50. You know, the most I might have been over going down the hill maybe was like 56. you know, sometimes, you know, speed goes up and down a little bit. I didn't have no problem with it, man. But, it, you know what, that could be, that really, if you're going to do the NCAA period, it should be just Missouri. They should at least, if they're going to do it, put it in just one in one state, a travel advisor. I mean, what do you think about it more, man?
I think once again, it's just, you know, they talk about, oh, black people have a bigger, higher rate of getting pulled over than white folks. They say that in every state, you know, and it probably ain't no worse than any other state, you know. They ain't just, oh, black people, let's get them, you know. It's just a bunch, and from the NAACP, see, I don't trust them rascals because they always talking about what white people are doing against us and everything and stuff like that. I don't trust them guys from the get go anyway. I think it's paranoia. I really do. They ain't just stopping black people. They say that in every state.
I would tell you this. There's a lot of truth to what you say, man. You know. And I guess I just stayed home yesterday and not go keep it Subway Sub after I found it. You know what I'm saying, man? But yeah, it's crazy, man. But yeah, they wasn't worked in the school system. So I got some questions. Next time I talk to a communicator, I'm definitely gonna ask her about this. Does she know anything about it? You know what I'm saying? Because she worked in that system for like, ooh, I don't know, 30 years or more, you know what I'm saying? You know, and let me just be for real with you. I've been traumatized, as you well know, enough. Now, I'm laughing, but it's not funny. After what I told you just recently, black driver,
mm-hmm.
Now you know, doggone well, I don't need no cop ever bother me again, correct?
Yep.
Because if they stop me, I'm going to be scared to roll my window down. I roll down, that's the crap. If they tell me to roll it down, the window down, I say, sir, I'm not rolling down my window anymore. The last time I communicated with y'all and did what y'all did, y'all hurt my arm almost. Y'all located my arm. I had to go medical attendance at the hospital. I'm not going to do that, you know. And you know what, Vincent? Look, man, you know what I'm going to do, man? We're going to make us an island in the middle of the ocean, man, about 50 square miles, okay? And there's only going to be four people on there. And we're going to have protection out there and everything. And that's when we come back from outer space. That's where we're going to stay at. Are you cool with that, man?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have tennis courts and basketball courts out there. We're going to have plenty of space there. And I will have helicopters on planes, wherever we need to go. So if we need to go out and get supplies, we will do that. But, yeah, man, it's I thought the NCAA was supposed to be for us. But not necessarily against the white people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, NAACP. Well, you know the majority of the people that found the NAACP, they were white folks.
Now, that's something I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, they were the major founders of it were a bunch of white Republicans back in the early 1900s. And they were the ones that formed the NAACP. But now that the NAACP has become a victimhood factory, they're telling, you know, that they're one of the ones leading the way about, you know, the victimhood and black people, and you know, we gotta stand up for black people, and they're, it's a racist organization. Let me just say that they're racist against white people.
Well, you know what? You know how I feel about that, man. And you know, Yonte talks about when he said about
Yeah. Oh yeah. And one out of three, little more than a third of black kids more than a third of black babies that are killed are black babies. Even in New York City, there are more babies being aborted than are being born. You know, but nobody says anything about that. NAACP, they don't say anything about that. Matter of fact, they support Planned Parenthood. Barack Obama supported Planned Parenthood. Our present president, he supports Planned Parenthood. And, you know, a lot of us, we just look the other way because, you know, this guy, he's gonna make life better for us, you know, and everything. But we overlook, you know, abortion, you know, and stuff like that, you know. But most women who kill their babies are black women.
Yeah, hold on for a
Yep.
Okay, I see what I did to get out there. That was her that was calling me. I wanted to do it three ways, but he said, I'll call her back and everything. But, yeah, man, this thing is crazy, man. You know, I mean, look, I just want people to have good hearts being me. I don't care if they're little green men from Mars. I just want good people to be in my life and support me, man. In fact, I said something on Facebook. Let me pull it up real quick. Let me see if I can find it. That's me right there. You're gonna love what I wrote about me, but let me see if I can find this Facebook thing that I sent it here. Actually, I got a couple other things I want to send to you. Oh. The older you get, the more you realize you have no desire for drama, conflict, or stress. You just want a cozy home, food on the table, and to be surrounded by kind people who make you happy. How you like that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I said this a few days ago. But I played this game that your name came up there. I am Iredale. Life has challenged me many times, but that is not going to stop me. Every time I fall, I try to find a way to get back up again. I am a survivor, and I will keep on fighting. So I've gone, have gotten hurt too many times before. I have become so much stronger. You think that's an adequate description? Do you think that's an adequate synopsis of me, sir?
Oh yeah.
Well, that's what I played it. That's when it came up there. But yeah, man. If the NCAA is gonna be doing all that, because I'm thinking that there might be a few whites in there, but what is it? National Association for Advancement of Colored People.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm trying to figure out, because right now, if you take, we'll say 5,000 people, you're probably talking about over 4,000 are blacks, correct?
Yeah.
And it really shouldn't matter what race is in there. It should be the National Association for the benefit of all people. How you like that?
Yeah.
And, like I said, if I was an officer, I would retire. And I've heard that some of them are retiring. They can, and some are probably. But me, if, you know, if I had been an officer for 20 truth or not. I understand that. And you can have some other things going on in your mind. And I'm not saying what she was right, done was right, but you got 2 years again. And then the family of that guy, they're upset. I think they probably want him on time for me. Did I get it right or what?
Yeah, yeah.
What do they want? They want life or death penalty or?
They wanted life.
They wanted
life, cause they were like, you know, that's our son. But here's the thing, nobody looks at themselves as being responsible for his behavior or anything like that. All they know is that, you know, this person killed my son, you know, but your son was acting like a bonehead, and you know,
yeah.
I mean.
Well, that's true. Remember the guy that got, young man that was shot in Chicago? And we both agreed on this. First of all, what is he doing out there at 2 o'clock on a school night?
Yeah.
Why did his mother make sure he was at home, or at least make an attempt to make sure he was, where are you at? You need to be home. And I'm not talking about at 12 o'clock. If he went home by 8 o'clock, you know, where you at? I would have called him or called some of his friends. I would have made an effort to try to contact him.
Yeah.
Why you let him get shot? I understand. He's your son. But he had no business being up at 2 o'clock in Chicago.
Yeah. Yep.
Number trouble. And I be telling my baby girl down here, I say, look, you need to be careful and everything. You don't need to be out there. You know, if you're out there, I'd rather be with you, you know, because it ain't safe. Look, no, Fort Walton Beach is not the same as Chicago. But you got stuff going on down here just like you do up in Chicago. Just like you got to up there in the Durham area. Now, what was the story on the two people got blown away in Durham?
No, what I was saying was, what I was trying to do was make a comparison that, you know, these people got killed in Durham this week. I think it was a drive-by. If I'm correct, it was a drive-by. But the only place you're going to hear about it is in this area. You're not going to hear about it nationwide, you know. That girl who was an Uber driver, she was driving in Pennsylvania. She got shot in the back of the head by a black thug. But we didn't hear about that across the nation. But, oh, let it be a Dante Wright or George Floyd or Breonna Taylor. And we're out here and we're like, oh, this is a travesty. Oh, they're trying to kill us. They're trying to kill us. You know,
was it a white lady driver?
Yeah, it was a white lady. Matter of fact,
the
minutes
don't matter.
Yeah, she... And see, she was begging for her life. She said, look, don't shoot me. I got 4 kids. And he shot her anyway. He said it was going to be all right, but he ended up shooting her anyway. Killed her, shot her right in the back of the head. And I said, now see, but we don't get outraged at this. We only get outraged when one of us gets killed by one of them, you know.
That's outrage right there.
Yeah. I mean, 4 kids. She had 4 kids at home. And you just going to shoot her. And someone said it too. They said, yeah, he should get the death penalty. I said, yeah, I agree.
And here's the sad, real sad part about it. She's out there trying to work.
Yeah.
To support her and her family.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if she was married or had a boyfriend or not, but that is immaterial. She was out there working and picked up this guy. And he stopped. I know it had to be for the money, correct?
He didn't take any money from her.
No, come to think of it, I've used Uber before, and there's no money they take.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't know if it changed the thing because it's been several years. I use Uber and Lyft. One time I was in the Texas area around Dallas, and I used Uber. The other time it was down here in Florida. I used I think the other guy was a Lyft driver in Texas. Down here, it was an Uber driver. That's what it was. And that, Benson, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired
Mm-mm.
of the whole mess.
Yeah.
You know, be honest with me, it ain't even safe going to the, what you call it, the gym, man, but I tell you, I after all these people dying, man, I said, like I said, I got me some black seed oil, got me some protein drinks, and sign up for the starter, I have to, and then I didn't have my number yet, but I got my number, and I went back there. I say, well, I'm already here. I'm not going to do a full week, though, but I was on the treadmill for about 12 minutes or so. Then I didn't do too much on my legs because when you work on the treadmill, especially the incline, it's your butt all the way down to your calves is going to be worked out anyway. And then I went out there and did some for the chest and the arms, too, man. And I'm going to probably go, I guess it'll probably be Monday or Tuesday sometime when I go out there again, man, you know. Because I just got to do better, man,
you know.
I need to be around for my kids and everything. And speaking of kids, my baby girl got a new phone number, man.
Oh.
So instead of putting Cavity 3, it's Cavity 4. This is a fourth number. But I can't argue because I've had, man, I probably had about six numbers. From North Carolina to down here, man. At least six numbers, man. So, the old number's supposed to go out tonight, and tomorrow will be a new number, but I got both of them in it anyway. And before I forget, I'm going to have to knock you down, man. I can't have you in front of my daughter. I'll put your number 3 on my speed dial, but I can't have your number 1 and 2, man. How about that? Is that okay with you, man?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yeah, I see. Uh-huh. This is man's sin condition.
Yeah, but it wasn't no fun, man. When I see a man, it's like, does something to me when I see a cop, man. I mean, you know, I don't want to be bothered. And you're right about the truckers. Now, the truckers maybe should have not blocked anything, but you're right. At least they weren't tearing up everything. And what do you think the reason for the trucker embargo is? I mean, what's the real reason you think you have? Now, from what you heard, what do you think is in your heart?
What do you mean? What, the trucker thing? That I believe what I heard, the mask mandates. They're tired of it. They're tired of the mask mandates because they're like, look, we need to get back to normal. And see, the thing about it, people are trying to say that they're anti-vax, but 90% of truckers have been vaccinated. They've been vaccinated more than the general population. The general population is 75% vaxxed. And the truckers are 90%. So it ain't because they're anti-vax or anything. They just want to get back to normal.
Yeah, well, because like I told you, they've had over 5,000 crazy things happen on planes. And over 4,500 is about to don't wear their masks on. Now, for the last several months, sometimes it's hard, difficult for me to breathe. I have it on when I'm in the store. That's me. Because when I was in Sam's Club today, most people didn't have on no mask. I had my mask on. As soon as I got outside in the fresh air and everything, I just took my mask down, you know what I'm saying? And by the way, did you find out how much gas was at Sam's Club?
Nah, it's probably like 320 something more, because I know everywhere else is about 350.
Yeah, it's free. It's free. I got basic gas. $3.50, man. I mean, not $3.50. $3.30. It's really $3.29, but man, 69 cents. I'm just gonna round it up and say $3.30. You know. So, that's what I got. But what I'm surprised at is some, I don't know what it is now, but sometimes I've been in Pensacola and the gas is like 10 cents cheaper. Now, how in the world can you be at one Sam's Club versus the other one and it's more up there? I guess because Pensacola's been on the beach, I guess because we're closer to death or something like that, maybe?
Maybe. Maybe, I don't know.
But yeah, it's like, it was 10 cents. That may have been 1 or 2 cents. I want a cent number. Say like it's 320 here. We go up to whatchamacallit, it'd be like 308 or 309. Look, Vince, I'm gonna get you some money. I need you to get rid of Biden, and the reason why I want you to do that is because he's the reason why he's not the total reason. But he's part of the reason why his gas rates are going crazy. You ain't got nothing to say?
Say that again.
I said, we need to get rid of Biden, man. So he could be, not the sole reason, but he's part of the reason why this gas price has been like that for a while.
Yeah. But he going to other countries begging them to produce more oil so we can have. I'm like, dude, we were energy independent when you got in the office. And you closed down the doggone pipeline. But you allowing everybody else in other countries to open up theirs. I'm like, what sense does that make? It makes no sense to me.
Well, it goes like this. He don't care nothing about it. It's about him. He got money and all that, man, and stuff like that. He don't care nothing about us, man. And you know what? I call soldiers government meat. Not to disrespect them, but when I say call them government meat, if they just, whatever they tell you to do while you're in the military, that's what you gotta do, correct?
Mm-hmm, yep.
That's why I call it government meat. No disrespect to the soldiers. White, black, or whatever the race is. But when they destroy you, man, because Fort Bragg is about, what, less than 100 miles from you, and they had over 2,000 soldiers. They over there in Poland or somewhere over there. And if this stuff goes the war against Russia and the Ukraine, some of those soldiers are going to prevail over there on the battlefield, man. You know, I've had some people say they would never date a police person or they would never date a soldier. And the reason why was you never know when they're going to get killed. But this is real crazy, and this is a very true story. This guy came back from somewhere fighting a while back. I'm not sure it was Vietnam or when it was. It might be Afghanistan. I'm not sure. But he came back, and he got shot and killed after he got back home for a week. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You know, less than 2 weeks after he got back home is crazy, man. But look, how was your day today, sir?
It was kind of lazy. I wasn't feeling too well earlier. I was real tired today, but it's been a good day.
Well, listen, you should have got your Subway sub and moved it down. You
thought
it would have felt better, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get you to laugh, but I think that ain't worth it. What you think is wrong with you, man? You think it's stress or...
It probably is. I probably need to take. I probably need to take some time off.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, you need to do something to get your stress down, man. That's one reason why I got some weight here, and I'm gonna still use my little dumbbells here. It's 10 pounds. I got 2 10-pound dumbbells.
Oh, I got dumbbells. I got dumbbells.
Use them, man. I'll be using them for squats on my thighs and my calf and bending over, throwing them backwards for my abdomen and on the left and the right, and be doing and lifting them up over my head too. But I'm definitely going there and get that more intense workout and I'm playing a fitness, man. You know, so I'm gonna be there, man. I gotta do it. If I don't want to, I gotta do it, man. You know, because I'm in pretty good health, man, but I just gotta do better health-wise. You know, I just gotta do better, man. When was the last time you had your eyes checked?
It was last year.
So, are you due for another?
Well, they say you gotta get it done once a year.
Yeah. Well, I just had mine done, and it was a little bit over a year. 1 year would have been January 25th, so I did mine about 4 days ago. So, now, well, about 3 days ago. So, I went in there and did that, and just resting my eyeballs and everything. In fact, I got to go back just for a recheck, just to make sure everything in order and everything, man, because I don't want to lose nothing, but the last thing I would want to lose would be my eyesight, man. You know, and everything like that, man. But I love you, man. I appreciate your show. I thought for sure that other person would be Sarge was on there. We asked me that Sarge on the show.
Last week?
Where's he from? I mean, what state he be from?
Where's Sarge from? I think he's from Mississippi. She's from South Carolina.
Yeah, she's from South Carolina originally. So, you know what? I might just tell her, I know you want to retire. Why don't you move back to South Carolina now? I don't know if it affects her pay or whatever. But I know she said that as soon as she finished retiring, she's getting out of New York City and stuff.
Might be Charleston.
Oh, okay. I've heard Charleston Charleston. I heard some good things about Charleston.
I have too.
And Savannah too. You know. But I don't know if I want to live there, man. I might want to go visit, but I don't know if I want to live there, man. I like where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I like where I'm at, and but you know it was kind of cold down here today, man. It was like I looked, man, it was like 39 degrees this morning, man. 39 degrees. I don't know why they got up to. It probably got up to about 54 today because the wind has been blowing down here for the last past several days and everything. So. But I love you, man. I appreciate you calling me, man. And I just want to say to you, man, I'm planning on listening to your show tomorrow because you don't hardly get nobody on your show tomorrow on Sunday, do you?
Nah.
Yeah. I wish you could get more people on there, but I know you don't matter and everything. And when are you going to do another broadcast? Podcast,
I should have said. No, I haven't started that yet. I'm hoping to start that between now and April.
Well, I thought you were starting to do it already because I saw you on YouTube.
Nah, that's not the podcast.
Where are you going to be located on the podcast? Or you don't know yet?
I got several sites. I got one called Anchor, Podbean. I forgot the other. It was a third one. It was real popular. But I'm just gonna record a podcast and try to distribute it to different podcast sites.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a winner. So you're gonna be talking some of the same stuff that you see on Black Fox Color and then
yeah.
Sunday Show.
Probably in more detail.
And how long you plan on being on there? About an hour.
Shoot, I'll be on there as long as I want to be now. There's no time limit.
Yeah, might as well. You know what? I could be 4 or 5 hours then. Because when you be getting off, you be getting off, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I don't know if I told you, but Donna Summerfield had another birthday. They went down to did you know there's an aquarium in Myrtle Beach?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been there a couple of times. It's the most popular site in South Carolina, right there at Broadway at the beach. Yeah.
Yeah, she took some pictures, her and husband, and I guess it was a kid, like one of the neighbors' kids or something like that. It was all this at there, man. But you have never been to the one in Atlanta, have you?
Nah, I would love to go to that one because they got whale sharks in that one.
Oh, as soon as you said whale shark, yeah. Hey, look, when you go to aquarium, all you want to see is sharks anyway, don't you?
Oh man, that's the highlight.
Yeah, for you.
That's the tank that they had the whale sharks in. They say that's the second largest window in the world.
What's the largest one?
Oh, I don't know.
You never been there, but I'm going to tell you another good place to go for aquarium. There's a place called Boston, Massachusetts. They have an excellent aquarium up there. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot, Baltimore got a good one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Baltimore.
Baltimore
had
one, man.
Oh, man. I visited that aquarium when I was a senior in high school. They got an excellent aquarium. I'm not saying that I'll go there because I don't want to go to Baltimore.
I've never been to the one in Atlanta now. My oldest daughter, she's up there. She's been to the Atlanta Aquarium. Now, what we got around here is really not an aquarium, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little doohickey. In fact, our zoo down here is really not what I call a zoo, as far as I'm concerned. You know, it's small time now. When I'm thinking zoo, I'm thinking big time. saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, I zoom in, I swear, neither one of them is that big. But, you know, I guess you can't have everything your way, right? Because I got the pieces in the sand, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Vincent? I got some bad news for you. I just thought about it. I got some bad news for you. You're not gonna
ask me what it's about. What is it?
Well, you know, I'm gonna terrorize you at least 2 more weeks, but Subway Sub, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I'm
gonna
call you Subway.
No, if you're gonna call me Subway, you better call me Mr. Subway. You know, and remember a guy named Pee Wee Herman?
Oh God! Don't even mention that name. That guy was not funny.
Well, I think he got busted for messing around with kids too, right?
He got busted for well, having fun with himself.
No comment. Okay.
Mhm.
I've never gotten to TV Herman, but
yeah, I don't think he's funny.
Funny or not, but I knew he was out there, but I never got to the show. But what was the guy for Subway that spoke to me? Because he lost like, what, 100 pounds eating Subway Sub?
Yeah, I forgot his name. I forgot his name, but he's going to be forgotten now. What's that?
Was it Gerald?
Was it Jared? Jared.
That's who it was.
Yeah.
That's who was, man. So, you know, and I bet he made some money doing Subway, man. You know, but I didn't get no. I actually messed with today. I'm not. I ain't had no Subway today. And but I did go by and get some groceries from the guys. Went to the Sam's Club and got. Oh, do you have a card or do you have the app?
What are you talking about? Yeah, I got the card.
Let me tell you about the app. This guy told me in Pensacola about the app. I put it on there and registered it on there, man. And you can scan it out. You don't have to go through the cash registers or nothing, man. Just scan and pay for it, man. And you can go out the line, man. How about that one?
Mm, okay.
And then plus, you can take it, your bar for gas, and hold it up there. And once it's scanning in, because I did it, and it went to pump 4, and then connected, and then you just pull your gas up. And when I finished, it had me for about $26 or something for gas, man. So, you know, I just put it on there a couple of days ago, so I'm good. But look, man. I love you. Let me get back to this call, and I want to see some more research on this. This is just crazy. NCAA with a travel ban. I think if they're gonna do it, I think they need to do it for more than one state. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, they done it to South Carolina one time.
Oh, they did it to South Carolina too.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, maybe?
Back in the 90s, they were saying folks shouldn't travel to South Carolina because they had a Confederate symbol on their flag.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, no. It flew. That Confederate symbol been up there for 40 years. Now y'all going to make a big deal about it? And keep in mind, South Carolina is one of the biggest black states in the Union. You telling people not to visit there, you're going to hurt the black people that live there.
Yep, and where was it at? It was in somewhere in Fairhope. That's kind of maybe about 30 miles from Orange Beach and Gulf Shores. They took the statue down, and then they took the statue down up there in upwhere in Virginia somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Solisville, Virginia, I believe they took it down.
Yeah.
So they took a whole lot down. But look, man, listen to your show tomorrow morning, like, man.
Okay.
Have a great evening. Love you and your wife, man. And next time we get together, where is it, up there or down here? You actually won't get down here, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you too. Because I came by there in the truck. Came up here for my birthday, even though that didn't go according to plan. And then I was just up there, we'll say about a month and a half ago. So, yeah, I'll be good. In fact, man, should have played cards then. Because you're really supposed to have four, but I played with three people before. And I would have a good time beating you and your wife up, man. I'm trying to get you to laugh. You don't want to laugh no more, man.
No.
I hope you feel better, though, man.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? You got a virus or?
No.
Well, I meant about, what's the call? What you think the problem is, man?
I don't know. Like I said, I probably need to take some time off.
You get stressed on the job, man?
Hmm?
I said, you get stressed on the job or just out there running here and there?
Yeah, just out here running here and there. I think I just need some time off.
When you going to take some time off?
Probably late next month or early in April.
Days you're
going to
take off,
maybe a couple of days. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
But you're not going nowhere. You're going to stay at home, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Love you, man. I'll talk to you when we talk again, okay?
All right.
Appreciate the call, man.
Okay.
Love you, man. And tell your wife that if she don't behave herself, I'll be up in a hot.
Okay. All right.
Talk to you later, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. You don't know you. You don't know you.